Welcome to Go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Psalms, and we're in Psalm 91. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
And what they've done is they've literally terrorized America and the world with COVID-19. They've terrorized us. We're in a terroristic society right now. And you know who the terrorists are? They're not Al-Qaeda. These are our own leaders right now. We've got a president up there who in the beginning was being hammered because he's trying to make everybody calm down. It's going to be okay. We're going to give it 2 weeks. And that thing got spiraled out of control. It went another 30 days. And then everything started coming unglued. And he began to realize. And he's doing some leadership now. I'm taking hydroxychloroquine. Just so you know, he can't say it was a good idea against his scientist. He says, it's just me. And I'm over here saying, I get it. Because you can't say they played me. He could not say that. So it's a tough place. But you, if you know the Word of God, and you start with God, you will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Do you realize that today when you go to the store, if you don't wear a mask, some people will be mad at you. Some people, if you go to the store and you wear a mask, some people will be mad at you. Right? The arrows are flying already. Some people say, why don't you wear a mask? You should wear a mask. And they're just quoting what they've heard. And I get it. And some people are saying, why are you wearing a mask? You know, and they're thinking it's silly. But neither is right. Neither is right. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own heart. This is the whole concept of scruples. If somebody's got a scruple about a mask, you know, let them have the scruple. Don't freak them out. Doesn't mean you have to wear a mask, but you can politely distance a little more from that person because they're worried. And that's okay. It's understandable, for crying out loud. They are scared because it's Coronaville all day, every day. Right now, we're in Coronaville. And you have to be mindful that if you're not going to be afraid and the arrows aren't going to hit you, it's only going to be because you put God first. It says you're not going to be afraid about the terror or the arrow, nor are you going to be afraid for the pestilence in verse 6. That's the second time he's mentioned pestilence. He mentioned it in verse 3 as well. He says, that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You know, it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon who utilized this passage when he was dealing with the plagues in the times of the 1800s, some terrible plague was in London, and he was a minister, and he didn't know what to do. And he was a young man, and he was like dealing with this plague. I mean, people were dying. We're talking bodies in, you know, the back of carts, rolling them out. This is not today. That's what they had. We're in a day where you wear a helmet to ride a bicycle. Just say it. I mean, I get it if you're in, my wife and I were talking about it, man, if you're talking about mountain biking, I get it, you might flip over. Wear a helmet, right? There's a time, that's wisdom. But little children need to learn to get a couple cuts and bruises, right? That's part of it. If you're not willing to get bumped, don't play the game, you know? It's just the way it is. But what I'm saying for you and for me, this is talking about a time when it was really bad. They had plagues. It says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, verse 7. 10,000 at thy right hand, but it won't come nigh to you. Why? You remember me telling my sons about the old idea of being an essential crewman? If you're an essential crewman for God, you're not going down. Do you know the Bible tells us over and again that there were certain times in history where God is going to protect individuals? You remember, of course, in the book of Revelation where the Bible talks about those two witnesses who are going to preach for 3.5 years, right? And the Bible talks about the fact that until their ministry was finished, the Antichrist couldn't touch them. Remember Dorcas? In the book of Acts, she was making things for the widows. She died. And she still wasn't out because she was an essential crewman. Peter came over and said, I get it, man. All these widows will not have anybody to nurse them and help them and encourage them. So what happened? He raised her from the dead. She got another couple years. The Bible tells us that there's a time for these things. Now I'm going to have to hasten because I don't want to wear you out. We've seen the commendation. We've seen the covering. And he gives you courage, which is what I was just talking about. He also gives you comfort in saying it won't come nigh to you. He says, I've got you. And then he gives us confidence. And when we're talking about confidence, we're talking in verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. Of course, that's the psalmist talking. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge. He says, because you've made him your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. He says, there shall no evil befall you. In verse 10. None. Neither shall the plague come nigh your dwelling. Now you're talking about understanding Psalm 91, because Psalm 91 is not put it on a paper, put it in your pocket, and you're good. It's a psalm of truth. Make the Lord your habitation. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Your job is to drill down and take this personally. And it says why? Because in verse 11, he's going to give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Do you know what that means? That means that little coronavirus may be coming your way. It's right there floating around, but the devil is in those details, and the angels of God just kind of moves that away. Do you know God knows every molecule? You know, in him we live and move and have our being. I mean, we live in him. Nothing can touch somebody whose ministry is not finished. And so we understand that. You remember, of course, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. We know, King, you know, that you want us to bow down, but I just want you to know our God's able to deliver us. But even if he doesn't, so we're okay with that. It makes us to have courage. We're okay. Even if he doesn't, I'm okay. If I get corona next week and I die of it, can I just tell you right now? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because God has got something much better over there. This is going to be done time. Okay, not Coronaville anymore. It's going to be glory. It's going to be heaven. You say, well, I don't know. You kind of believe. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Because that is the thing that sets us free. You will know the truth. The truth will set you free. Don't misunderstand. Be careful. Go through the basket if you got to get out of the governor's way, because it says the governor was coming after Paul. I'm saying you be careful where you should be careful, but don't be scared. Don't be terrorized. The Bible says in verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, and the dragon thou shalt trample under your feet. You know, the Bible says we're to put on the whole armor of God, that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers in Ephesians 6. You know the devil is in the details of what's going on in our day. The Bible says, Luke 10:19, it says, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Psalm 91 echoes that. Nothing shall by any means harm you. You say, well, that was to the apostles. I know that. That's why I said it out loud. I know who that's to. But I also know that Ephesians 6 is to the church. And it says, we wrestle against principalities and powers and spiritual weakness. And it says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. Okay? We can't go into a demonically infused situation like the apostles could. That was another day. But we can if we're prayed up and good, you know, like this cometh forth not except through fasting and prayer. And so Jesus had to step in. And when you read that, by the way, may I say to you, that wasn't talking about the apostles fasting and praying. They didn't know the kid till they brought him. It was the dad who needed to be fasting and praying for the son. Amen. The dad needed to be fasting and praying for that son. This demon won't come out except the dad's in there fasting and praying. And so that would have laid the groundwork for some deliverance. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon even the devil himself. Verse 14, because you have set your love upon me. And this is God interjecting, by the way. God often does that. He will interrupt because he's so excited about how good this is going. He says, yeah. He says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him and set him on high. Because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, I could spend hours here, so I need to shut it down, but just know this. What did he say? He said very deliberately, God was so caught into the throes of this, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the psalmist is going, and he kind of commandeers the pen and says, I will be there for him. He set his love on me, and I will protect him. Now, that's the person who gets this psalm. This psalm is not for the lost man. This psalm is not for the Christian who is not willing to put a little time in getting to know God better. This psalm is not for the Christian who knew about God, walked away, and is kind of living large out in the la-la land. He said they had no false gods with them when they came out. Well, maybe you got some false gods now and you need to start saying, I'm going to do some inventory. Lord, help me. Cleanse me. Search me. Know me. Help me to understand so I can be, you know, completely what I need to be for you. You see? This is a conditional psalm. And what we do is we take it personally, because when you come down to the end of it, the Bible says, Amos speaking, chapter 3 and verse 7, surely the Lord God will do nothing but that he revealeth his servants' secret unto his servants, the prophets. Do you know God has just told us what he's going to do with plagues? He just told us. And he just told us what we needed to do with regard to the plagues. We need to do inventory. As the eagle, so the Lord, he stirred up our nest. He said, listen, I'm going to kick you out of the edge of the nest. You're going to be on the rock. I'm going to kick you off the rock. And you're going to say, what? As you fall. And you're so freaked out. And I lived that nightmare when I learned how to swim. And then the eagle swooped down and he got his little one and put him back up on the rock. That's what God does. Do you know what he's doing to a church today across America, across the world? Is he's kicking us off of the ledge. He's saying, it's time to spread your wings. I got no more use for this. You guys got to stop being non-issue in this world. You got to step up, speak up, and stay up, because God wants people saved. He doesn't want anybody to go through the tribulation. He doesn't. He doesn't want anybody to have to go through that. It's going to be the worst thing that's ever happened. You think this is bad? Tribulation time is going to be terrible. 1 Thessalonians 3. Verse 13, the Bible says this, to the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God. Are you unblameable in holiness today? Maybe not as much as you should be. Maybe God flipping over your apple cart so you'll get unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father at the coming of the Lord Jesus with all the saints. 1 Peter 5:10 says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, settle you. See how this works. And then finally, or actually two more, 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and keep you from evil. And then finally, James 5:8, be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And people said, amen. He's coming. He's coming. He's showing his prophets, that's you and me right now. We're the ones who proclaim truth. We tell people what this book says. Most of the times that's what prophets did. When the prophet Elijah said it's not going to rain, he said that because he read that. The Bible says, if my people turn away from me, I'm going to make the heavens brass and the ground iron. So God, he said, please make the heavens brass and the ground iron. It's not going to rain. He knew, because he knew the book. He had that kind of confidence. Where are you today? Are you being unsettled, terrorized, afraid? I get it. I get it. I am trying to speak not just for me today. Think about my burden. You know, I want to make sure I'm on good ground when I talk to you. I don't want to tell you something that's not true. So that's why I've tried to be very balanced in what I've said to you today. Today, you need to realize that God is in the business of making you like Jesus, whom he foreknew. Those he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Do you know what God wants you to look like? He wants you to look like Jesus. Do you look like Jesus today? See, we're our own worst enemy and critic when it comes to looks, right? That's okay. But what was Jesus? You might think of him as mean. He, in the sense of, you know, charging out those money changers. Some people might not know Jesus. They might think of him in the Old Testament. Might think of him in Revelation. You know, he's going to come with a sword. He's going to wipe everybody out. It's going to be a terrible bloody battle in Armageddon. Oh, that's true. But if I'm his child, I know him as father. I know him as friend. I know him as bridegroom. I know him as having no condemnation. As saying to me, there is no spot in thee. I like that. I need that. And what he wants you to do is he wants you to know that. Because when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know that, you'll be unflappable. And that's where God wants you and me to be. Would you bow with me for a moment?
Well, that concludes this week's series of messages. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. We so appreciate sharing with you these daily broadcasts, and I hope you can join us again next week. But Sunday is coming. We'd love to have you join us for worship. Our services begin at 10:30. We hope you'll consider dropping by this Lord's Day in person as we go to the Word.